In the aftermath of October's nor'easter, craftsman Alan Gilberg cruises his Holyoke neighborhood for source material.
Now look at this tree, see? Look at the way that thing is knocked out. Now there's a possibility for some wood.
Much of the storm debris has been spindly brush that homeowners drag to the curb for trash pickup. Ginsberg is looking for the bigger and more interesting pieces.
See all that stuff down? Man, look at that.
Several giant tree limbs have fallen across a narrow access road. He gets out of his car to figure out the type of tree.
This is maple. So this old buzzard's been around a long time and has suffered a lot of internal damage. So when the storm came, it had nothing to hold it up. And sure, big enough, you could get a lot of bowls out of that piece of wood.
Gilberg will find out if the wood is city-owned and free to take. If so, he'll come back with a chainsaw. He's already pinpointed a section he thinks will produce the most interesting grain for his woodwork, the place where two branches come together.
And so right in the middle of this Y, where it all comes together, you get this grain pattern, which is like a feather when you turn it.
Gilberg is a wood turner. He carves wood into bowls, vases, peppermills, and ornamental boxes. 4 years ago, the one-time civil rights activist retired from his consulting company and now spends hours a day in his basement studio. A large metal lathe sits among stacks of logs.
So these are big pieces of cherry that my friend gave me, and I cut them in half, lengthways. So you put this guy in here like this. Now stand back a little bit. You see how that works?
Several of Gilberg's pieces are displayed at the Wisteria Hearst Museum in Holyoke for an exhibit on local artists. His favorite pieces elaborate on the fungus, insect holes, or other imperfections that nature left in the wood.
This is beech. So here you see all the grain lines here of the mold that has attacked the wood. And if you get it again before it starts turning punky, you have a really beautiful set of designs.
While Gilberg occasionally orders exotic woods online, most of his material comes from scavenging, and he's by no means alone. Fellow wood turner George Guardiani has driven from Austerlitz, New York, just across the Massachusetts border, to cut up a 100-year-old Macintosh apple tree that had fallen in Northampton. Word of it had spread among Northeast wood turners.
It's difficult to find big apple trees, and this particular wood has a very rich, deep, natural glow to it.
Guardiani promised the landowner a carved vase in exchange for her permission to harvest the wood. That's a currency he uses often when dealing with homeowners who are grieving a favorite tree. Although this apple tree came down after Tropical Storm Irene, Guardiani says he drove by several newly fallen trees on his way here. He's hoping to harvest them on his way home.
After a storm, especially if you've been scouting the area like you're supposed to know where all the good stuff is, when you see something falling that you've been waiting for, you can swoop in and get it.
Guardiani is wearing a T-shirt from one of the wood-turning organizations he belongs to. It says, "I'm not crazy. The wood really does speak to me." And he says that's true.
Not that I compare myself to him, but like Michelangelo, when he looks at a piece of marble, I look at a piece of wood in the same way to try and find the thing that needs to come out of it.
In this case, he sees several finely grained vases, thanks to the knotted growths, known as burls, on the higher branches.
What the growth looks like is if you took a cross-section slide of, say, a cancer cell, it would look kind of like that.
The more exotic the grain in his pieces, the more likely he can sell them as high-end art and not have to compete with the cheaper uniform products of retailers like Crate and Barrel. And of course, free materials help his profit margin. But while artisans like Guardiani and Gilberg benefit from the wood bounty after a storm, they are also naturalists at heart and find the widespread damage to be painful. Gilberg, though, says he has faith that nature will rebound.
Look, trees are infinitely resilient in a way. They will find a way to keep on living one way or another. So in a way, yes, you'll see more bare places and trees with fewer limbs. But life will go on. It always does.
If not through roots in the ground, then in wooden salad bowls, pepper mills, and flower vases. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.